Thank you, Ryan, for that awesome introduction. This is Ralph.
And Ben.
And we're just giving out a couple of thoughts on the season finale of Lost and what we thought about it.
Yeah.
Even though we are recording this on Monday and have not yet seen the episode.
So this will be our review of the future. Like, what we think happened and how we think it went. How well the future played out tomorrow, day after tomorrow.
I don't know. Yes, that's what we're doing.
Fantastic.
Okay. So anyway, what did you think of the episode on the whole? Did it?
I think it felt pretty good on the whole.
Was it up to par with last season finale?
You know what? The season finale, I was very excited. I remember I went home and watched it, and I was very happy to see what was going to happen on Wednesday. And I think it lived up to it. Yeah, there was the recap episode at 8, and I skipped over that. And then we watched the regular episode at 9, from 9 to 11.
I'm going to say that, wait, so you enjoyed this episode or you didn't?
I guess all I said so far is that I watched it. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I think it measured up to last year's episode.
That's probably the best prediction you could throw
That's
out
right.
there, is that you watched it.
I predict that I will watch Lost.
So the thing I enjoyed most about the episode is seeing Kelvin's body on the sailboat.
Yes, yeah. That was creepy.
Yeah, I figured it was all along that it was Kelvin and not Desmond.
Yeah.
And I was correct in thinking that. What did you think about that whole...
You know, I think what I enjoyed the most was the flashback from Libby. I mean, I knew that we were still going to see some of Libby's story, but still seeing it play out like that, I think, really solidified her character, and it kind of gave me even more insight into Hurley. I thought that was kind of cool because, you know, Hurley's one of my favorite characters, and I like to see more facets of the big guy.
Yeah, I love that Hurley, when he finally saw the smoke monster for the first time, that Libby emerged from it, and she's okay.
Yeah, that's right.
That was very good.
I liked that part, too.
It was very exciting and shocking.
She had a box of Darmalar's light. What do you think was the least surprising surprise in tonight's episode?
Jack's forehead lines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jack's forehead lines were out of control this episode, and they looked fantastic. And it wasn't surprising, but
well, they got, you know, it was some good backstory to learn that he got those forehead lines in Thailand. I thought was an interesting insight into the character.
All right, well, let's just do some regular predictions now of how we think the Lost finale is going to end up, even though by the time you hear this, it's already happened.
So here we prove ourselves to be fools.
Yes. Okay. You go first. Do you have any?
Yeah, I'm the first.
I already have mine, and I think mine's awesome.
Yeah, your prediction is yeah.
Well, not awesome. It's just I think more insane.
Well, I mean, I haven't heard anything yet. Like, I stay fairly spoiler free, so I don't know. I haven't really even heard much from the producers about what next season's going to be like and what it's going to be about. So I think that would probably color my prediction. But I like my prediction is the very last shot of the episode. I think this would be cool. Will be to reveal a control type station on the island, kind of like when you go up through the moon in the Truman Show, and there's, you know, banks and banks of control monitors and buttons and switches and the end of the line for the pneumatic tubes and controls for the monster and everything like that.
That didn't happen.
I know. I'm saying that would be cool.
I know, but I'm saying that it didn't happen. I'm just trying to help you out in case it didn't actually happen. All right, here's
cover both bases.
That would be cool. You think that Ed Harris is going to be up there?
No, I actually, at first I thought it would be cool to just have people running around with clipboards and just drinking coffee and, like, there's this whole population of scientists. But then I liked your idea where you took what I said and switched it and said, yeah, it's a big control center like that, and no one's there.
Oh, yes, yes. I have the theory that the whole Dharma experiment, whoever's running it is now... since left the experiment, and the island's still kind of running on its own. I don't know if you saw Sky Captain, but it was kind of a similar thing to that. My big prediction for the finale, which we don't know if it's happened yet or not,
right,
is that...
but mine clearly didn't happen.
Well, you could disprove mine when I finished.
Oh, okay.
So, what my prediction was... and which totally happened in the show, was that they keep explaining that we're going to find out why Flight 815 crashed. And I'm thinking the only way we'll know that is if there's someone actually controlling that, or if some way the pilot returns. But my ultimate theory is that another Oceanic airline will crash or fly by the island when some, like, let's say the button doesn't get pushed.
Right.
Then we'll see, like, a flyby of an Oceanic airliner. The reason I think that is because I thought it was strange in the lockdown episode that there was a sight gag, kind of, where Locke visited Cooper's hotel by the airport,
right.
And they showed a couple of Flight 815 airplanes fly by, which the, I thought...
Oceanic airplane.
Yeah, like... Did I say Flight 18?
Yeah.
Well, it's same diff. But it was. I thought it was strange that they would, that ABC would have their digital department come up with CGI or some kind of model airplanes just for a sight gag like that. So I'm thinking that they might have built those planes for something bigger.
Like they set it up for the bit you're predicting, but then since they already had it, they figured, well, it's fun to always put in these little things for the kids, so we'll put it in lockdown.
So that's what happened at the end.
Cool. Yeah, no, that didn't happen either. We were just joking.
Sweet.
Now we're covered.
Awesome.
I bet another thing happened is the flashback noise.
I bet you that did happen. That's the is that the commercial
noise? The flashback noise is more like wind.
It's like a rumble. So what are your plans with the summer?
Actually, we're going to, because we already have the mechanism in place to hang out on Wednesdays, I think I'm going to watch Twin Peaks.
Okay.
Watch the DVD of Twin Peaks.
Okay, I haven't seen those, so that'll be fun.
It's kind of mysterious, yeah.
What do you think about podcasting?
I think it sounds like a lot of fun. As long as we bite someone's style. I don't want to come up with my own.
Oh, yeah, we need to totally steal someone's bit and then pass it off on our own and not do our own thing.
Try to make it look like we came up with it.
Which, by the way, Anonymous, if you're listening, I'm going to find you and I'm going to hunt you down. And I'm going to copy every podcast known to man in your ear.
I thought you were going to tell me you're going to make sweet love to him. No. I'm going to hunt you down and I'm going to make sweet love to you.
Wow.
Because I love criticism.
While doing different podcasts.
Right. Well, you know, how you do.
Anyway, that's our thoughts on the season finale.
Real quick, I just want to say that 5 Minutes of Freddy doesn't have to happen next season because they've moved, according to Jim, to the Right Before Lost podcast, the Right Before Lost time slot.
Oh, so it's going to be 5 Minutes of According?
According to Jim. 5 Minutes of According.
I'm going to accord a couple episodes. That's stupid. God damn it. All right. So anyway, for Craig and Ryan... it's awesome to hear you guys back, and I'm glad that you guys aren't getting any guff for stealing any bits, Ryan.
Definitely.
I don't know if I'm, you know, everyone's been pretty supportive of Ryan, but I'm wondering if he got any hate mail saying, you're not Dylan, are you trying to be Dylan, why are you stealing Dylan's thunder, whatever. But anyway, I think they're doing a great job.
Yeah.
Have you heard some of the podcasts?
Yeah, one or two.
Just the one? They've done two.
Two, one or two.
That's another future prediction. Anyway, guys, this has gone on way too long.
Way too.
Let's get back to Ryan and Craig.
Thanks, guys. Have a bitchin' summer.
Let's keep in touch.